Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And I would really like to know what you think about our new blog, which you can find on the website, top left-hand corner. Check it out when you get a chance. Grace Marie Turner is our guest and our good friend, a long time, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been a part of our community for a long time. She's a very important person in our world. She's a very important person in your world, whether you know it or not. If you've been listening to the show, you do, because you know she is one of the top healthcare public policy experts in the world, and she's the president of the Galen Institute, but more importantly, she's our friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's a delight to be with you, as always, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Grace Marie, one of the things that you and I have been talking about for a long time, since the last century, since the previous century and the previous millennium, is the need, and you do this every day, is the need for America to get our healthcare public policy and products into the 21st century, the way we acquire, the way we consume, and the way we deal with it from a public policy standpoint, from a tax standpoint. We've got to get it into the 21st century, the way the marketplace works now, not the way it worked 60 years ago.
That's exactly right. The foundations and the structure of our healthcare system were set in World War II, and look at how both the economy and especially healthcare have changed since then. And yet we still have a system that, you know, really takes people out of the driver's seat in being able to make decisions about their healthcare. And it's very paternalistic, and a lot mm-hmm. of costs are hidden, and it just doesn't work in a modern economy.
Well, and of course, we have made a lot of progress thanks to the hard work of you and your organization and others. There have been a lot of great successes out there. For example, we now have something called HSAs, don't we?
Health savings accounts, absolutely.
There's some new research that you brought to us today. What's the word on HSAs?
Well, what we did was look at all of the major studies that are out there about health savings accounts and compile them into a paper which people can find on our website at Galen, GALEN.org. A number of companies that are selling health savings accounts have been analyzed who's buying them and how much they're paying and what kind of care and what kind of coverage they're getting. And it's really very promising. A lot of people in Washington don't like health savings accounts. They poo-poo them. They say they're only for the healthy and the wealthy. They're going to destabilize the health insurance market. And yet, when we looked at the evidence so far from a number of companies that really did serious analyses of their own data, we found out that about 40% of HSA purchasers make less than $50,000 a year. A majority
that tells you they're becoming affordable, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's probably a better deal than whatever they had before.
Well, and with e-health insurance, which is a big online broker.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that website. You mentioned those folks on the show before. ehealthinsurance.com.
And they found the premiums for HSA-eligible insurance, and we can talk about that in a minute, dropped 15% between 2004 and the first half of 2005.
Can I tell you about my own experience?
Yes, yes.
We bought an HSA over the winter when they first became available, basically. And actually, that one, it was more expensive than I thought it was going to be. But in the meantime, we did a little shopping around, and we found it now the same thing, actually maybe even a little bit better, available to us for maybe like one third of what we originally paid. It seems to me, Grace Marie, that the original pricing of HSAs, and folks, I'm telling you this so that if you have one, you may want to shop around a little bit more. The original pricing was based more on other kinds of actuarial numbers, not HSA experience, but maybe the other kinds of insurance experiences. And now they've got a track record, they've got some experience, and they're pricing their product a little bit more accurately, and there's also more competition, isn't there?
There is more competition, and one of the things we're seeing is that health savings accounts are selling better and doing better in the states that have more lightly regulated health insurance markets.
Right.
That's where there's more competition and where you find premium prices coming down. And one of the reasons that premium prices should be lower to start with is because with a health savings account, you buy a higher deductible policy instead of a low $250, $500 deductible policy that we're used to. You can buy a one or two or even higher $1,000 deductible policy, and just like with your car insurance, the higher your deductible, the lower your premium. Should be the case.
Give us the examples. This is really great, the examples, the comparison between California and Boston and New York in the research.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
California has so overregulated its health insurance market. California, for example, had 7 cities in the top 10 of the least expensive health insurance for people about under age 30.
You don't think about California being a great place to buy something like insurance, do you?
No, you don't.
But they are.
But Long Beach, California, you can get a young person can get a good health insurance policy for $54 a month.
Wow.
But that same person lives in Boston, $268 a month. New York, $334.
And why?
That's the exact same policy.
Why is that?
Because primarily Massachusetts and New York operate under what we call guaranteed issue laws and community rating. That means that a health insurance company has to sell you a policy, whatever you want to buy it, no matter what. You can wait till you're sick to buy your health insurance, so guess what? A lot of people do.
Right.
Premiums go up.
And aren't there also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And they say that you all have to buy it at the same, basically the same premium that somebody that
right.
has been young and healthy and been paying insurance all along.
Right.
So
if you don't smoke and you take care of yourself, you have to pay the same premium as somebody who does smoke and doesn't take care of themselves.
Absolutely. And the young and the old pay more or less the same.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, in New York, for example, you may not want podiatry, but you're going to get it in your insurance policy whether you want it or not.
That's true in way too many states, what they call state mandates, that you can't buy a policy that you want. You have to buy one that the state legislators have carved out for you. And a lot of states, that's like saying you can't buy a car unless you buy a fully loaded Lexus.
Grace Marie, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, if you like your new health care system, the new health care policy that's going on, like HSAs, you can thank Grace Marie because she's a big part of why you have that. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, why is it in Canada you can buy an MRI for your dog, but not for your daughter? 20 after. Stay with us.
Dead king's mannequins, I can't define. Old Cajun's vibes, wagons, flutter your mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad we're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And if you are anxious to see healthcare come into the 21st century in every aspect, the products, the policy, the pricing, et cetera, you can, if you're anxious for that, then you can thank Grace Marie for the hard work that she does, because that's all she does. That's what the Galen Institute focuses on, and that's Galen, GALEN.org is her website. You can find the research that Grace Marie and I have been talking about at their website under health issues. The title of the paper, Grace Marie, is Consumerism in Healthcare: Early Evidence is Positive, and I appreciate you making that available.
You know, one thing, too, Jim, that people might be particularly interested in on this show is that 27% of the policies in the small group market were sold to employers who didn't previously offer coverage. So that shows that
that's
this
a
is
biggie.
A new option for people who thought, gee, I just can't afford to offer health insurance to my employees. With health savings accounts, you can.
That is a big thing. to that's a big number that I'm so excited to see, and it's just, but the thing is, this is just the tip of the iceberg of where this can go, Grace Marie. But what I wanted to, one thing I wanted to point out is sort of the opposite of what we're talking about is a lot of people are still out there talking about wanting to go to a universal type of healthcare system. Well, guess what, folks? They have that in Canada. In fact, in Canada, in most provinces, or provinces at least until recently, I think in all provinces, you couldn't buy health insurance. It was illegal to buy health insurance. Not only was it illegal, but you couldn't even pay for health care, could you, Grace Marie?
That's right. In fact, it's a lot like Medicare in this country, that if it's covered by the state health insurance top plan, you can't pay privately for it.
It's illegal. It's against the law.
Illegal. Absolutely.
Now, here are a couple of quotes from John Fund's article in the Wall Street Journal last week, folks. The Prime Minister of Canada said this: the system is disastrously terrible because you can, this is a quote, folks, you can buy an MRI for your dog, but you cannot buy an MRI for your daughter. Now, he told a newspaper that. Also, Grace Marie, let's talk about the cost. Canadians think, because it's all part of their welfare system, it's all taken out of their money, they think that they've got free health insurance. Well, guess what? A $35,000 a year Canadian, earning $35,000 a year, pays $7,350 in health care taxes. And yet they have to wait almost 18 weeks to see a general practitioner. Now what's wrong with that picture, Grace Marie?
They're paying more than 20% of their income. It comes out of their back pocket through.
And they're not getting anything for it to speak of.
And I'll tell you what this shows, and when the Prime Minister starts to criticize the Canadian healthcare system, you can see that the forces of consumerism are starting to break down the walls of elitist, paternalistic mm-hmm. system, single payer, government knows best, mother may I healthcare. It is a thing of the past. Health savings accounts give people more choice and control over their own health care, over their own decisions about how they want their money to be spent. And those kinds of centralized systems, whether in Canada or elsewhere, are just not sustainable in a modern information-based economy.
Grace Marie, there's something going on right now to allow people to buy a bill, I think it is, to allow people to buy insurance, individual insurance policies across state lines. If you live in New York, you can buy your policy from a company in Phoenix and bypass the state regulators. What can you tell us about that?
John Shattuck, who is a congressman actually from Arizona, has introduced legislation and has the support of President Bush that would allow exactly what you said. If you don't like the health insurance policies offered in your state, you should be able to go to another state, interstate commerce, and buy a health insurance policy in a state where the regulatory climate is more friendly, so that you can afford the policy and buy a policy that is more suitable to your needs.
So if you live in New York and you don't want to pay for everybody else's, if someone else's bad health or whatever their experience is, or you don't want to pay for podiatry or obstetrics or whatever you don't want or need, you don't have to do that. You can buy a policy from somebody who will sell you insurance without that.
Well, and more importantly, in a high deductible health insurance market, it's primarily buying dollar coverage. If you have health insurance expenses above $2,000 or $3,000 a year, then you want really good coverage. And most of those policies are very comprehensive. But the insurance company isn't forced to handle a lot of small bills that wind up driving up the cost of both the insurance and the medical visit, because your doctor has to comply with all the insurance. So essentially they're saying, let's just get out of the insurance business for the small stuff, like saying we're not going to buy homeowners insurance that covers having our front door painted
mm-hmm.
or a grass cut. That's silly.
Will this Shattuck's bill pass?
It's tough. Congress will pass something, I believe, that will help especially small businesses and eventually individuals to be able to have more freedom in the kinds of health insurance and not have it run by state insurance commissioners who are becoming dictators, John Garamendi in California,
mm-hmm.
who put out a paper saying he believes that a single-payer system, a government-run health care system, is the future for California.
Mm.
At the same time, you've got this vibrant market going
right.
on for health savings accounts and individually purchased health
insurance. What game is he watching, Grace Marie?
What is he watching? we have a piece about that on our website, too.
Galen, G-A-L-E-N .org. Grace Marie Turner, thank you so much for being here and for all you do for small business owners. We thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
We'll business. See you next time. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, she is our good friend, I promise. 29 after, right back with Steve Martin. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.